Augusta Reed Thomas was born in 1964 in New York. Formerly professor of composition at the Eastman School of Music, she is currently professor of music at Northwestern University. She is also composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra until 2006. Her accomplishments are so numerous and prestigious that I can't begin to list them. To give you an example of just one aspect of her work, her orchestral pieces have been played by the Berlin Philharmonic, New York Philharmonic, Philadelphia Orchestra, Boston Symphony, Cleveland Orchestra, National Symphony Orchestra, Dallas, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and Seattle orchestras, and more. We're going to hear Ring Out Wild Bells to the Wild Sky, a piece for solo soprano, chorus, and orchestra, which was commissioned and premiered by the Washington Choral Arts Society and performed at the Kennedy Center. The performance we'll hear is a live concert which took place at the Eastman School of Music and features student ensembles. The text is by Alfred Lord Tennyson and is based on his In Memoriam A.H.H., a book-length poem which was published anonymously in 1850. For Tennyson's close friend, Arthur Henry Hallam, who died when a blood vessel near his brain had suddenly burst in 1833. Augusta Reed Thomas also draws upon three other Tennyson texts for this work. There's not time to read it all, but I'll read a few stanzas of it before we hear the music. Ring out, wild bells, to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light, the year is dying in the night. Ring out, wild bells, and let him die. Ring out the old, ring in the new, ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go, ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring in the nobler modes of life, with sweeter manners, purer laws. Ring in the love of truth and right, ring in the common love of good. Ring out the thousand wars of old, ring in the thousand years of peace. And later, sphere all your lights around above. Sleep, gentle heavens, before the prow. Sleep, gentle winds, as he sleeps now, my friend, the brother of my love. My Arthur, whom I shall not see till all the widowed race be run. Dear as the mother to the son, more than my brothers are to me.